Voters expressed some big personalities in the ballot measures passed and defeated yesterday. A label requirement on foods containing genetically modified organisms defeated in Washington state. But a tax on newly legalized marijuana passed in a big way in the state of Colorado. But for Coloradoans, a billion-dollar tax increase to overhaul that state's education system defeated. New Jersey voters raised the minimum wage over the objections of their popular governor. To talk about all of this, Wendy Underhill joins us, program manager at the National Conference of State Legislatures. Wendy, welcome.
Glad to be here with you. Thank you, John.
What do you think was expressed by voters? Is it all very, very local in these ballot measures?
You're absolutely right that it is local. Each of the initiatives faced in the six states that had statewide ballot initiatives was unique to a state. But for me, John, the most surprising thing was that we had 28 yes votes out of 31 ballot measures that were voted on, and that's a pretty high pass rate.
Now, normally you wouldn't expect Coloradoans to want to raise taxes, but in this case, the cost of regulating legalized marijuana is really perceived as a cost that taxpayers don't want to pay for. They'd rather have the pot smokers pay for it.
I think you could call it a sin tax, and we've had them on other things as well. Here in Colorado, where the National Conference of State Legislatures is headquartered, we put 25% tax on marijuana, which will become legal to sell come January 1st, 2014. This is recreational marijuana. I want to be sure people understand, not medical marijuana.
Understood. Yeah. Understood. Mm-hmm. The education, though, levies had much more difficulty. People don't want to pay for government in general. Sin taxes are one thing, but paying for infrastructure, that's something else.
In Colorado, the major measure that you mentioned that would have funded schools was $950 million, and it did fail. But it's unclear whether it failed because voters didn't want to pay that tax or because of the changing in the funding structure behind it. So as the day wears on, there may be more information on what made voters say no to that measure here in Colorado.
I'm really interested in the Washington state vote on GMO labeling. And really what you have there is a template for an industry initiative to try to defeat something that's going to come up in other states, wouldn't you say?
It came up last year in 2012 in California. A similar measure was on the ballots there and was defeated. So that's twice now it's gotten on the ballots and twice it's been defeated. What proponents will do in the future, those who want to see labeling, is unclear to me at this point. I do think one of their options would be to go to state legislatures and ask for measures to be passed that way rather than going on statewide ballots, possibly.
But the ballot measure strategy is going to come with a major, headwind of outstate funding, out-of-state funding, and advertising to try to get these things defeated. That much we certainly learned in Washington state.
It is true that a lot of out-of-state money was involved in that race in Washington, yes.
What do you make of New Jersey citizens raising the minimum wage, basically by changing their own constitution?
It was not that surprising to us. 18 states already have a minimum wage that's higher than the federal minimum wage, and New Jersey became the fifth state to put that into their constitution. So, yes, it's unusual, but it's not very unusual. It did also not only increase it from $7.25 to $8.25 per hour right now, but it also includes an index for future inflation as well.
What do you make of the ballot measure process in general over the many, many years since it became very, very popular in tax policy in California back in the 1970s and 1980s? It has both encouraged legislatures to take on issues they might not have taken on and also complicated the political process in enormous ways. Where do you think it stands right now?
Of the measures that are on the ballots this year, most of them were put there by state legislatures. So I just want to make the distinction between a legislative referral and a citizen initiative. And I think you're talking about the citizen initiative process where people gather signatures to put a measure on the ballot.
And ballot measures are becoming much more integrated with the legislature, attempting to figure out if voters want something before maybe they take up the matter on their own.
Yes, there are at least two ways that a measure could come to the attention of the legislature or the population, and one is through legislation and the other is through the ballot initiative process. We certainly are seeing in the 24 states that offer citizen initiatives, we are seeing a continued and possibly increasing number of ballot measures that get on through that citizen process.
Do these work better in off-off year elections, or is it better to have a national candidate or a statewide race, a congressional race, to bring people to the polls?
Ballot measures do tend to go on the even year ballots. And in 2012, for instance, 174 ballot measures were on statewide ballots, and 2013, only 31. So the system is definitely weighted towards getting these kinds of initiatives onto even year ballots.
Wendy Underhill, Program Manager at the National Conference of State Legislatures. Thanks so much, Wendy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.